This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The next time you go to a doctor's office, a hospital, or a drugstore, chances are you're going to notice some differences. After nearly 7 years of debate, discussion, and preparation, the first federal medical privacy rules take effect today. NPR's Julie Robner reports that healthcare providers have been preparing for months.
The first things most patients will notice about the new privacy rules are likely to be the inconveniences. You will still be able to pick up prescriptions for a friend or relative, but the first time you pick up a prescription for anyone, it's likely to take a bit longer. Robin Blaine is public relations manager for the pharmacy chain Rite Aid.
They will be either handed a notice of privacy practices or it will be inserted into their prescription bag. And when they sign for their prescription like they normally would into an electronic sign pad, they will be asked specific questions.
Questions like whether the person picking up the prescription is the patient or a friend or relative, and whether the person is aware of the new privacy rules. Doctors are also required to provide patients information about their new rights, which include the right to see and correct information in their medical charts. Jeffrey Hausfeld is an ear, nose, and throat specialist in Bethesda, Maryland, who's been training colleagues around the country about how to implement the new rules. He says office-based doctors have been among the worst at protecting patient privacy.
You're in the back of the office and you're looking at a patient and you want to call to the front. Sometimes you use an intercom. Can you get me Mrs. Smith's biopsy report? I need it right now. Or somebody calls on the phone and somebody calls back to you. Mr. Jones is on the phone. He wants to know if he can get a renewal of his Prozac prescription.
Hausfeld has been counseling doctors on the little things they need to do. Things like turning patient charts left on exam room doors so names aren't visible, putting hoods on computer screens so only office personnel can see them, and limiting office sign-in sheets to names only rather than names and reasons for the visit. But Hausfeld says doctors also need to change the way they think about privacy. That's necessary, he says, both in preparation for more electronic transfer of medical information and for more sensitive medical information to become available.
What's going to happen in 10 years is that you're going to walk into my office. I'm going to swab the inside of your mouth, and I'm going to be able to have a complete genetic profile of you. And that genetic profile is going to be stored in my little computer on my desktop. Don't you think that a lot of people would pay a lot of money for that information? You know, whether your boss wants to know if you're going to get Alzheimer's before he gives you a promotion to the vice presidency, whether your mortgage lender is going to say they're going to give you a mortgage if they know that your predisposition to cancer is higher than the rest of the population.
It was concerns like those that prompted Congress to order the new rules back in a 1996 law known as HIPAA. Five versions and two administrations later, the rules are finally taking effect. Many providers, particularly hospitals, say implementing the new rules has been expensive and disruptive. But for some hospitals, like the brand new building housing the George Washington University Hospital in Washington, D.C., high tech and better confidentiality are going hand in hand. On a tour through the facility, CEO Dan McLean pauses in front of a nurse who, instead of writing in a chart, is tapping on a laptop computer bolted to a metal cart.
They roll these into the bedside where the patients do their charting, do their patient information. They also have access to the laboratory information, other information on the patients, other ancillary information on the computer right at the bedside.
McLean says the computers also provide better privacy than paper records.
If she has to leave here and go take care of a patient for a period of time, her session will time out so that somebody else can't come along and look at it as well.
Back in the hospital's cardiovascular unit, McLean shows off another computer that doctors can use to see x-rays and other radiology results.
One of the things about being able to access radiology information via the computer and having it digitalized now is we don't have films that run around the hospital, get left in resident lounges or on the floor in a patient room, etc.
Most hospitals don't have all the high-tech gadgets George Washington does, but with or without fancy new technology, it's going to take a culture shift by the humans who work in healthcare to really make medical privacy a priority. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.